On Florida's efforts to influence immigration policy, Lynn Leverty, political scientist. Economist William Leonard of Floridians for Sustainable Population. California political activist Rick Altman addressing Floridians for Sustainable Population.
Some states are much more affected by immigration than others. California, Texas, New York, Florida are places where many immigrants come. It's not an issue for North Dakota or Vermont particularly, and not one they're particularly interested in.
We need to put pressure on the federal government to reduce the number of legal immigrants and the illegals.
Florida is a high-impact immigration state, as did a couple of other states, filed suit against the federal government, saying that the federal government was not adequately reimbursing the state for the cost of immigration. That suit, as were all the other state suits, were thrown out, saying that the federal government had a plan to reimburse, and if it was not adequate, that was just too bad for the state. Like California, there has been a movement, not, I think, as widely supported as it was in California, to try to bar immigrants from certain benefits in order to make the state less attractive for immigrants.
For those of you that don't know, I'll just tell you briefly what Proposition 187 did in California. It had the outrageous contention that people who are in our country illegally should not get tax dollars. Well, Proposition 187 passed. It was immediately locked up in the courts, but it had its desired effect. Proposition 187 was designed to do two things. One, show broad political support for a broad array of immigration reforms. Number two, that support was designed to get Congress moving.
But one thing that happens in Florida is you have many, many companies, and this is true across the United States, but probably more than was happening in California, that like immigration and want to hire immigrants. So the Prop 187 movement is certainly countered by those groups who, while they may not come out publicly and jump up and down in favor of immigration, will very quietly work not to make Florida look like an anti-immigration state.
And then we need to do what we can ourselves to reduce the number of people migrating from other states. About 53% of the increase in Florida is due to domestic immigration. We can cut down the advertising for tourists, advertising for business, giving concessions to business in the form of taxes to come and locate here. People are going to migrate to Florida anyway. We don't need to induce them through tax incentives, which actually take taxpayers' money and use it to subsidize developments coming in from other states.